James Last and the orchestra, and giving their interpretation of a very old Irish song entitled Come Back to Erin. That dates back to, well, the earliest part of the 20th century anyway. Now, oh, by the way, that was recorded in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin some years ago when James Last was visiting Dublin. I promised you on Sounds Irish a couple of weeks ago when I played the Three Amigos version of Noreen Bourne, and I frowned on it a little bit, if you remember, and I said I'm sure I have a better recording of it. And I have, because I want to play for you now John Glenn and the Mainliners. Now, the Mainliners are a show band that used to be led by Big Tom, and then Big Tom retired and John Glenn took over. We may, if I get time before the end of the programme, talk a little about the show band scene, if not on this week's programme, and certainly on some future programme, because it was such a huge undertaking, the show band scene in Ireland, that I think I need to devote a whole programme to it. But we won't do that on this week's programme. Suffice to say that John Glenn is going to tell us the story of that lovely widow's daughter, Noreen. And, well, she was the envy of everybody. All the men loved her, but her one ambition was to go to America. And one day a letter came and the money was in the letter and she took off, leaving her widowed mother behind her. And then, well, a number of years later, a knock came to the door and there stood Noreen Bourne. And, well, the mother knew there was something wrong with her. And Noreen said, "Ah, no, sure, it's only a cold." But it wasn't. And Noreen was called to God. And there's a lovely line at the end of this where she said, "It was the curse of emigration that laid you here, my Noreen Bourne."
There's a glen in old Tyrconnell, there's a cottage in that glen, where once dwelled the fairest maiden, who inspired the hearts of men. She was winsome, pale and hearty, shy and graceful as the dawn. All the neighbors loved the widow, handsome daughter Noreen Bourne. Till one day there came a letter with her passage paid to go to the land of the Missouri, where the Mississippi flows. Very soon she had all things ready, and next morning at the dawn, a broken-hearted mother parted with her Noreen Bourne. Many years that mother waited, till one evening at the door came a tender-hearted female, costly wear the clothes she wore. Saying, "Mother, don't you know me? I have only caught a cold, but through scarlet spots appearing, a tragic story told." There's a graveyard in Tyrconnell where the flowers sadly wave. There's a broken-hearted mother bending o'er a lonely grave, and my Noreen, she is saying, "I'm so lonely since you've gone. 'Twas the curse of emigration laid you here, my Noreen Bourne. Come all you females tender, ponder well before you go. From your humble homes in Erin, what's beyond you never know. What is gold and what is silver when your health and strength are gone? When you think of emigration, won't you think of Loring Bond? When you think of emigration, won't you think of Loring Bond?
A little bit of what we call country and Irish there from John Glenn and the Mainliners. And if I get time before the end of the programme, I'll tell you a little more about country and Irish. But in the meantime, it's been a bit sleepy around here. This next track, I know fairly well. Not all of it, but I don't know much about the group performing it. The Willoughby Brothers. Can't give you any information about the Willoughby Brothers, but the song I know fairly well because my mother used to sing this. And I wonder how many times on Sounds Irish do you hear me say that? My mother had quite a knowledge of songs. She didn't know all the words to all of them, but she certainly had quite a few. She used to sing this song, the chorus of. I never knew ever to sing the end of it. But this song tells the story of a young man who met a girl. And she was from Ireland. And he said, "And where do you come from in Ireland?" And she said, "I come from where the Blarney roses grow." So he was totally perplexed. So he's going around Ireland looking for the young lady. And he's looking for the place where the Blarney roses grow. It could be up in Limerick town or over in Mayo. Now, stand by for some drum banging and Bowron bashing from the Willoughby Brothers.
Tell me where the Blarney roses grow. Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
Was in the glens of Antrim near the town of Cushingdaw. One morn I met a damsel there, the fairest of them all. 'Twas with my young affections and my money she did go. And she told me she belonged to where the Blarney roses grow. Her cheeks were like red roses and her hair a raven hue. Before that she had done with me, she had me raven too. She left me sorely stranded, not a kind she left, you know. The damsel that belonged to where the Blarney roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
Some in County Clare, but upon my word, the roses buys I can't find anywhere. She blarneyed me, and by the power she left me broke, you know. Did a damsel that belonged to where the Blarney roses grow.
A Cruach le Brath, a Cree young man, she murmured soft to me. If you belong to Ireland, it's yourself belongs to me. Her Donegal, come all you broke, it captured me, you know. Good luck to her, good luck to the place where the Blarney roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. It's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in it's somewhere in the Emerald Isle and this I want to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
Oh yes, can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? A couple of months ago, yes, I have to say, a couple of months ago, I received an email from one of my Irish listeners to Sounds Irish, who said, "Joe, you cover an awful lot of music and topics and subjects on Sounds Irish. It's a good programme. This is where we come back to the show band scene again. But you do very little show band material." Well, that's true, but we're going to put that to rights. Could you ever at some time play on Sounds Irish a track by one of the greatest show band icons that Ireland has ever known? That were, of course, Dickie Rock. Now, first of all, when I first heard of Dickie Rock, I thought it wasn't his real name because it was in the 60s and Elvis was in and that sort of thing. And everybody was getting separate rock and roll names, you know, to go with their image. But Dickie, that's his real name. He's from Cabra in Dublin. When he started off first, he represented Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest. And he did fairly well at that. And then he began to form a band of his own. And he did remarkably well. He recorded a lot of material. And this is one of his most popular tracks of all time. Now, let me point out, as I did at the beginning, that this is not an Irish song, but it is sung by an Irish singer and therefore entitled to be on Sounds Irish. I'm sure of a lot of people listening to this song, especially those abroad, when they hear Dickie singing this, it'll take them back to the days of their dance halls and the show band era. Here's Dickie Rock singing "There's Always Me."
When the evening shadows fall and you're wondering who to call for a little company, there's always me. If your great romance should end and you're lonesome for a friend, darling, you need never be. There's always me. I don't seem to mind somehow playing second fiddle now. Other loves may come and go, but my love for you will be eternally. Look around and you will see there's all.
Dickie Rock and There's Always Me. And to my listener here in Ireland, I promise you we will be including more show band tracks on Sounds Irish in the future. I mentioned the Dubliners a few moments ago about when speaking about ballad groups. Here's yet another ballad group that came up from the ballad boom of the 60s, 70s and early 80s. And they're singing about Dicey Riley. Now, Dicey Riley was a Dublin character. She liked her, well, a little drop of the hard stuff. And she'd run out of money to buy it. So what she'd do, she would go into the pawn shop or the hock and pawn something so that she could have money for her drink. Here, the Dublin City Ramblers, one of my favourite groups, actually, and their version of Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sock. of poor old Dicey Riley, she would never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. But the heart of the rebel is Dicey Riley.
Oh, she walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air. Then it's down by Summerhill, up her the people stare. She says it's nearly 1:30, it's time I had another little one. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little job. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Long years ago, when men were men and fancied may oblong, our lovely Becky Cooper, our Maggie's Mary Wong. One woman put them all to shame, just one was worthy of the name, and the name of the dame was Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little job. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Street. It's every evening after school, I go to wash her feet. But she leaves me there to mind the shop while she goes out for another little drop. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Time and catching up on her like many a pretty whore. And it's after you along the street before you're out the door. Their looks all fade and the balance weighed, but out of all that great brigade, still the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Some nifty little banjo playing there from the Dublin City Ramblers and Dicey Riley. I was talking earlier on about icons of Irish music. Well, I think the greatest icon of Irish music over the last 40 years, maybe 35 years at least, is Daniel O'Donnell. Now, Daniel hails from Donegal, to those people who may not be familiar with him. He has been in the limelight musically anyway ever since, well, he started, I think, more or less. It was his sister, Margot, that started first of all, but then Daniel joined in and he's never looked back. Whatever Daniel records sells like hot cakes, and he's not a baker. And wherever Daniel appears, you can't get in. The venue is, well, crowded and there's queues outside for hours before. The reason I'm telling you this is, before I play you a Daniel O'Donnell song, I want to play you a Louise Morrissey song, because Louise is telling us what happened the night that Daniel O'Donnell came to town. This is yet another example of country and Irish music, where we sing an Irish song, but we do it in a sort of country style. You get what I mean.
Miles around the night Daniel died.
Louise Morrissey, telling us all that happened the night that Daniel O'Donnell came to town. And I'm sure he sounded like this.
Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more caring, more sharing, more loving and giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days. Let's hear you sing. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very well.
I could almost say without contradiction, but maybe there would be contradiction, that Daniel O'Donnell has been the most popular Irish artist, well, for years and years and years, maybe way back as far as John McCormack. Now, I'm not comparing him singing-wise with John McCormack, no way, but I'm talking about popularity stakes here. I was discussing that only with some friends of mine the other day, and we came to the same conclusion that Daniel O'Donnell, not everybody's cup of tea, but he's done a tremendous amount for Ireland and for the, well, shall I say, show business end of Irish music. Sing me an old Irish song. And here, believe it or not, on Sounds Irish, Mitch Miller singing two old Irish songs.